CNN News Selection Number 2, Miracle Transformer.
His performance as Sir Winston Churchill in the film Darkest Hour has already won 26 awards, including the Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild, and BAFTA trophies for Best Actor. One might assume that Gary Oldman is the favourite to find himself back on stage at the awards season grand final, the Oscars, of course, we're talking about. But however great his performance, he didn't become Prime Minister on his own. CNN's Nick Glass spoke to the makeup artist who came out of retirement to transform the actor into Churchill.
So, how did they do it? How was Winston Churchill reincarnated so convincingly by Gary Oldman? On the face of it, even in the shadows, the actor and politician don't exactly look alike.
Gary looks like a greyhound, but Churchill is like a bulldog.
The extraordinary transformation from greyhound to bulldog began here in an artist's studio in Los Angeles. Katsuhiro Tsuji is a sculptor of hyper-realist faces. He likes to recreate historical figures, the bigger the better. But once upon a time, he used to work in the movies.
I needed not only a makeup artist, but I needed an artist. I felt for this. And I remember saying, there's only one man, Kazuhiro Tsuji. My playing Winston was really contingent on Kazu.
Kazu, as he's known, created the makeup for Jim Carrey in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and for Brad Pitt in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. But in 2012, he decided to leave the industry.
I love to do a special effects makeup, but it was stressing me too much to the level that I felt like I'm shortening my life.
So Gary Oldman had to coax Kazu back just for this one movie.
I never had opportunity to do a historical character in a film, like a main character with a makeup. And I felt like, okay, well, this could be once in a lifetime.
Under the liquid resin, Gary Oldman with a shaven head. This process gave Kazu the mold for a life cast. And from that, he began to design the prosthetics.
This is the neck. It's like a hood piece that goes over his head.
Kazu did the tests on Oldman himself, everything like real skin, including a prosthetic Adam's apple. In all, he designed six pieces, including cheeks, nose and chin. Kazu left the meticulous daily application to British colleagues David Malinowski and Lucy Sibbick. The process took them more than 3 hours every day for 48 consecutive shooting days. Kazu made a series of wigs from baby hair and Angora rabbit fur.
The great thing about Gary is, like, he just disappears. After 10 minutes, I start to forget about the makeup and start to forget about the Gary because it just became Churchill, and that's really rare.
Nick Glass for CNN with Kazu Tsuji.